Well, today from Studio B, we do have a very distinguished guest. This gentleman is a radio announcer, but you are probably one of the world's most famous radio announcers.
Well, yes, I've had the good fortune to be announcing at a lot of famous events. I wasn't the main announcer, but I was a side guy over in the field during the Hindenburg landing.
Mm-hmm. So you've been in radio quite a bit of your life.
Yes, I'm at home right here.
Mm-hmm. Well, how long have you been in radio?
I've been in radio since the early 20s when, just practically I came right along when Marconi got a role.
Well, you have a very nice voice. And
well, thank you very, very much.
You obviously know how to read copy.
I was one of the first innovators in broadcasting. I broadcast the first birth of a baby.
What are some of the other events that you have covered?
Well, I broadcast the first beauty pageant, and it was from the dressing room, which was a far more interesting idea than they do now. Days, if you understand what I mean.
Do you put your hand over your ear? I don't notice that you're
breathing. No, I put my hand on the back of my head because I have very loose neck muscles and my head slumps down to my chest if I don't hold it up. I was the man, by the way, who did the very first radio commercial for Motorman's Gloves.
Motorman's Gloves?
Yes. Motorman used to wear gloves and they ran an ad for it and get your gloves, ha ha ha, you and me, and blah blah blah. It didn't make sense, but it sold a lot of them.
A lot of gloves. Thank you very much for being with us right here from Studio B.